that matters. That limitlessness isn't just in what you can say or what can come to you to say. It's in every sphere, it's in every possible dimension. It's in every aspect of you. But as you are, more than likely, there may be an exception, but we'll assume the majority, as you are, to embrace that, to recognize that, to really get that to a bigger degree would be crushing. Most of us are trying to keep that out. Most of us are trying, oddly enough, believe it or not, to not realize the limitlessness that is possible, that is existent, that already is, but we don't want to become aware of it, acknowledge it to the point where it influences what we actually do. Because we might do something that we don't think of as characteristic of us. So the whole organism, in fact, think of yourself as an organism. It's not an insult. The whole organism, the whole body-mind, the whole structure is really functioning to keep out that awareness, to keep out that recognition. Because the meaning of it is explosive. And generally, we don't want to explode. This is the exact opposite of how we think of how our awareness works. We think of it as we're trying to get stuff, we're trying to understand, we're trying to become more aware, we're trying to be conscious, we're trying to see what there is to see and know what there is to know. So it's really the opposite. We're trying to know as little as we can. For a variety, a long list really of reasons. We don't want to be responsible for it. It's way up there on the list. We don't want to have to decide. And maybe number one on the list is we don't want to redefine ourselves in a limitless fashion. We don't want to have an identity that doesn't have a fixed viewpoint. Because ultimately, and really think about it, ultimately, most of what you are is a viewpoint. The body is very small compared to your viewpoint. The viewpoint is a much bigger deal and a much bigger thing. So we localize the viewpoint somewhere around what we think of as our body. We see ourselves as inhabiting the portion that's inside the skin. Not us is everything from the skin outward. And there's a sense of absolute limitation in countless ways. We can't just sit here and suddenly fly 50 miles into the sky. We can't just 5 minutes from now be in another country. We can't just by an act of will know what it's like to be a tree frog. So consider that the whole organism, and we're definitely organisms, consider that the whole organism is geared to limiting perception, awareness, and identity. Is absolutely for the purpose of screening out most of what is.